Grace you all in peace from God in heaven and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Sometimes all it takes is a look. We'll give you an example. Actually, emotionally prepare yourselves. Good. Jesus said, if you want to be perfect, sell all your possessions and give the proceeds to the poor among you, and then follow me. How did that feel for you guys? I'll tell you how it felt up here. That was awful and scary because while I'm looking at you, you're looking right back at me. And I know how imperfect I am, and I know how many possessions I have, and I know how short I'm falling of God's glory. Sometimes all it takes is a look. By the way, I was meaning to hold that a lot longer for dramatic effect, but it is genuinely uncomfortable and difficult because in that look is enough knowledge and honesty and accusation to nail us right to the wall, to convict us, to make us fully aware of our guilt in just a look. I've been married for nearly 16 years now. I could tell you so many stories about looks I've received. Oh, you've had this experience too. I know you have on the roads. Perhaps you've messed up behind the wheel. I haven't, but I've heard many have. Perhaps you've, changed lanes without perfectly checking your blind spot, and only a loud, angry honk alerted you to the presence of the Volvo XC60 right off your starboard bow. And then you had to pull that frantic maneuver, that abrupt change of vibes in the car. You were just casually drifting over, and now you're frantically jerking the wheel back, and everyone knows what happened. And what happens next? Here they come. Here comes the honker. They just had to speed up. You can feel them. The one who saw exactly what you did, who saw exactly how boneheaded you were, and as they pull alongside you, what do you do? You stare straight ahead because you know for a fact what they're doing. They're looking through your window right at you, seeing you for what you are, someone who is at fault. Something else happens then, too. For the next few minutes at least, you become a model driver. Your hands are at 10 and 2, which I was informed, are there any driver's ed people among us? Is now 9 and 3, so I'm showing my age. Your hands are at 9 and 3. You're signaling your lane changes like 100 yards before you make them. Your radio is off. To be seen, to be noticed, even more, to be known, can have a transformative effect. Here's a more biblical example. Adam and Eve. What happened? When they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they became aware of their nakedness, aware of themselves, self-aware, and they were filled with shame and fear. And when God next came to walk in the garden and visit with them, what did they do? They hid. They crouched behind some bushes because they did not want to be seen. It's an uncomfortable thing to be seen, to be known. It is a vulnerable thing. That's what happened to Zacchaeus in our story. We sometimes think this story is about Zacchaeus trying to get a better look at Jesus, trying to figure out who he is, climbing the tree to see over the crowd because he's curious. But this story is really about Jesus seeing Zacchaeus and knowing exactly who he is. And who is Zacchaeus? What's to be seen? Well, we know he's short, but that's probably not the first or the most important thing the people of Jericho saw when they looked at him. They saw a tax collector. That's not a super popular figure today. By the way, have you all filed? But in Jesus' day, it was much, much worse. The tax collector was an agent of the Roman Empire, the foreign power occupying Israel. To be a tax collector, you made a bid for the position. I'll give you $1 million. Sold. And then you raised taxes however you saw fit. You were on the hook for that million, but anything you took in over that amount went straight into your pocket. So Zacchaeus, who was a very successful tax collector, was not well-loved. He was not invited to the cookouts or the block parties. There was no neighborly affection between him and the people of Jericho. You could say there was a wall between them. Now, you might not know it, but that was actually very clever, what I just did there. That was very good sermon writing. Because Jericho, you might remember from your Sunday school years, is famous for its walls. Long ago, when God brought the Hebrew people into this land, it caused tremendous conflict. Now, this is ancient history and no longer relevant today. Not a lot of news readers here, I see. But when they came to the mighty city of Jericho, surrounded by its intimidating wall, God told them to march around the city for 7 days, blowing their trumpets and shouting, and on the 7th day, these walls fell. We don't know who built the wall between Zacchaeus and the people he was supposed to love and serve as neighbors, but neither he nor the people seem interested in tearing it down. I'm sure he used it as justification to squeeze them even harder. What do I care? They're not my friends. And I'm sure they reveled in hating him. But now along comes Jesus. And not with grand marches or sounding trumpets, but simply with a look, he tears down that wall and restores Zacchaeus to his neighbors. Because in that look, something starts. Jesus sees Zacchaeus, and Zacchaeus knows he is seen, and he sees himself too. And so he makes the most glorious amends. Jesus, I'm going to give half of my possessions to the poor, and I'll pay back 4 times over anyone I've ever cheated. Notice, this does not come about as a result of Jesus condemning him. There is no condemnation from Jesus. Conviction is not the same as condemnation. Jesus' first words to Zacchaeus are not in any way a reproach, but an invitation. In fact, that's not quite right. Jesus doesn't invite. He insists. It's not, Zacchaeus, would you like to have lunch with me? Or, Zacchaeus, would you please let me in? No. Jesus says, Zacchaeus, I'm staying with you today. In other words, I'm coming in one way or another. You can open the door or I'll kick it down. It's time. To be seen by Jesus is not to be condemned. It is to be known, which is scary, but it is also to be loved, forgiven, called, and sent. It's to be restored. Restored to the original purpose for which you were created, to love the Lord your God, and to love and serve your neighbor. You have all been seen, and that is good news. Now, go and see others. Amen.